I need a second to bleed. With claws out, she looks right at me. She says it's fear you're after. Yeah, it's fear you see. And she says when it all shakes out, you've got this moment, make it count. Yeah, when it all plays out, you've got to give this everything before the oxygen runs out.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. It's really nice to be here, and you are welcome to listen to Radio Rolly, or in other words, the Banana Republic. I've got a lot for you today, lots and lots of little goodies. But first, and yes, thank you for Jeff joining me. Thank you, Tin, for your previous show, and thank you also to JWH for being here, and I am so glad that the audio stream is fixed. Sorry, that's me throwing my phone around. Where shall I start? Let me get to... Yeah, and imagine there's no audio DJ. Yay! It's so cool to have a proper show. Thank you to all those clever people who did that for me. Thank you. I really appreciate that. There was support, and it was also the nice thing and the inconsistent thing about support is that you don't really know who's doing things. It just happens, and sometimes they don't even tell you they've done it. And I'll give you an example, but before I do, I have to try and find my intro. Right, so firstly, we are listening to a non-radio. And you might hear some squishing sounds in the kitchen. That's my daughter and my wife cooking breakfast. But back to a non-radio. All DJs on a non-radio are members of the SDF Unix Access System community. So the Public Access Unix community. Please join our growing online community of free software authors, comma teachers, comma librarians, comma students, comma researchers, comma hobbyists, computer enthusiasts, artists, musicians, and the oral and visually impaired. We fight for and promote the distribution and development of free software and non-commercialization of the internet. Visit sdf.org for more information. So yeah, that's what is running this place, and it works extraordinarily well. And let's get on to a song called Hootah by Tense.
It's been ages and I missed your touch. Still nothing makes sense, but I can feel it in my marrow. Yeah, the power in my body runs deep. I saw Jesus on the front lawn, use his feet to pop the cork off. He said he gets melancholy too sometimes, but I still get them goosebumps. 'Cause there's power in my body, may the power in my body release. But then I didn't have a choice, I couldn't raise my fist just yet. But sometimes when I feel that shame, I lift my voice, I stake my claim. Hootah, hootah, little heartache, stealing snowflakes, my face gloves off. Hootah,
Is that on? Oh man, I have been putting you on hold for so long, and I realize now that I've been a bit of a buffhead because I've been talking for the last 2 minutes, and I'm going to have to do it all again. Apologies. So the show lineup today is about surfing, 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 and I've got a little bit to say about that. And then I'm also going to talk a little about lunation and what is lunation, and it's a word I made up. It's about the impact of the moon on our personalities. So this is for Geoff, for Jeff, sorry. I spell it. I say it. I think it Jeff for some reason. And sometimes I get confused because I read Geoff. But yeah, Jeff, this is for you because you're interested in this sort of thing. And let's stay focused on surfing. A while back, I bought my kids a surfboard each for Christmas. And I have to say that it was the single most best present I'd chosen for the kids. It beat all this plastic junk that we often buy our kids, especially when they're younger. You know, they go to the shopping center and they see something and they want it, and you agree and you know it's junk and you give it to them and you regret it because a year later it's in the trash can. And you know, there's timeless gifts like bicycles, skateboards, and of course surfboards. And of course, there are other gifts that kids ask for, and they are often very wonderful gifts. But this surfboard, these surfboards that I gave to my three kids, the ones who were living at home, my daughter was in Melbourne at the time, my eldest, so she didn't get one. But the others did, and it took us out the home, it took us to the ocean, it took us to the seaside. And I'm going to tell you a little story now about another guy. And he was a doctor, and I've yet to buy this movie, but I've had it on my buy list for some time, and it's called Surfwise. I think it's a guy called Doug Pray and his family. And he was, like I say, a doctor, and just decided to give it up, and so he went out and he became a beach bum. And he bought a 20-foot camper van or a 24-foot camper van, and he took, I don't want to misquote him or the story, but nine kids and his wife on a trip. So I shall flick this off and I
In 1956, after years of insomnia, after years of anxiety, I embarked upon an odyssey.
Dorian Paskowitz is a 58-year-old doctor who one day decided to give it all up and spend the rest of his life traveling with his family in a tiny camper from one wave to another.
He wanted us to be unchained to a mortgage at a moment's notice, just get in and go.
We'd wake up one morning and we'd be in Pensacola. Wake up another morning, we'd be in Corpus Christi, San Francisco, Baja,
Florida,
Venezuela,
New Mexico,
Alabama,
El Paso.
We just spur of the moment, go wherever.
Open the camper door, go out, do your thing. Lunch is at noon. We were not attached to the physical world at all.
In some little town in Louisiana, we pulled over into the state park and he says, "Guys, there it is. We're down to our last dime." And he was excited.
For 10 years, I was either pregnant or breastfeeding without one day off.
When you have nine children living in a 24-foot camper, you have these flare-ups.
Eat healthy, live clean, surf clean.
Dorian had us in such a tight diet.
We couldn't have refined sugar. We couldn't have white bread.
He fed us branches for breakfast.
I wasn't some kind of radical.
He used to play Chairman Mao's wake-up song to the nation every single morning.
They go to a school I consider enormously demanding. I demand that they surf, and be good at it.
We would confront him on a daily basis. I want to go to high school.
We did everything the hard way. If it was easy, then something was wrong.
They're lazy.
He's a dictator. He was Fidel.
I swore I'd never surf again, ever.
your parents said, you can go to school because it's safe, but don't go swimming with sharks because it's dangerous. Our parents said, you can go swimming with sharks, but you're not going to school because that is dangerous.
Nobody would ever believe the experiences my brothers and I had together. I wouldn't change that for anything in the world.
The good outweighed the bad. It's almost like a dream.
Everyone's trying to get that spiritual moment of perfection. We had it. We lived it.
I intend to put my kids through what my dad put me through. I'm going to keep the dream alive.
Wisdom you get from experience, and that is what my children had a lot of.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, hey. I mean, it's not for everyone, certainly. And I don't know that I would want to go that far. But yeah, look, the guy did something and he took his kids there. And the documentary appears to be mostly photographs and a bit of video. But remember, it was 1960-something, wasn't it? 65-ish? Yeah, he made a very big difference in those kids' lives. And one or two of them were like, we'll never surf again. And a couple of them were very much like, yeah, can't wait to take my family on a trip like that. So I shall play some more music. And after that, I shall come back with something else, another bit of anecdotal story. Or something of interest. So let's go and enjoy the song as well. Take care.
Back when we hung around juvenile offenders in a courthouse, watching the calm down, somehow it came loose. But still sometimes I get this longing sensation for the things we used to do. I miss the wonder, I miss the old flame. Maybe when we're older we'll get back to home base. Back to full hearted, back to glory days. For this is over, let's get back to so open wide, waiting for the high tide. I guess we fell through. But there's some things you can't unbelieve. Some things will always be true.
I miss the wonder, I miss the old flame. Maybe when we're older we'll get back to our base. Back to full hearted, back to glory days. Maybe when we're older we'll get back to home base. Back to full hearted, back to glory days. For this is over, let's get back to old ways. I miss the wonder, I miss the old flame. Maybe when we're older we'll get back to home base. Back to full hearted, back to glory days. I miss the wonder, I miss the
That is some nice tunes, Adam D. I quite like those songs. I guess what I would like to do now is play another one of theirs while I get my other bits and pieces in a row, because we are going to start talking about the lunation, you know, the idea that we're all lunatics in some way or another, and I shall be preparing for that. I'm going to play another song, and we will continue directly. Okay, we're 24 minutes into the show and I've got lots to do, so I've got to put this on hold and I've got to get to my little chit-chat section. I am very interested in the moon. Morning, Julian.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are
you? Jules is just sitting down at the breakfast table and Marley the dog is panting here hoping for a titbit. But none shall be forthcoming for Marley Dog. But Jules has wandered off into the sunroom because he doesn't want to interrupt my show. which is jolly decent of him, although I would have liked to have had him here with me. Jules, by the way, is Stokesaws. So yeah, I am very interested in the moon. I think the moon has a lot of impact on us. And I suppose this is for Jeff, because he's interested in these sorts of things. He was trying earlier to astro travel. And there was a bit of talk about the closer you are to death, the more alive you feel. I shall abstain from that effort. But this was something I was reading last night at about 2 a.m. And I know I could have tuned into a non-radio and I could have got some first-class entertainment. But there are 8 distinguishable phases of the moon. There's new moon, waxing crescent, first quarter, waxing gibbous, full moon, waning gibbous, third quarter, and waning crescent. I just choose to go with, new moon, not nothing, or at least a little eyelash, and then quarter moon, half moon, full moon, three quarter moon, and then full moon, and then of course the waning moon. And there's a lot of evidence to say that. There's a lot of evidence to say that the moon has an impact on our bodies and our minds. And for example, we are sometimes overwhelmed with creative potential that feels like the stars have aligned just for us. Then we enter our blood moon phase, when we bleed heart and soul into what we're making. And along the way, we'll likely find ourselves caught in an ellipse, when our ideas feel more as though they're concealed, hidden away, blocked out entirely, and we feel stuck in the shadows. But then we wait, we rest, and we let the sun slip into view once more, and we begin again. So that was just a little extract of something I've been reading, and it's quite hard to find out exactly what I'm trying to say on the page, or what appealed to me when I read it last night. So I will continue reading a little bit in the hope that this is it. We feel like we must revolve around society, culture, history's definition of the creative process. They set us deadlines, due dates with standards we must adhere to, like the moon is 27.3-day rotation, but actually within and of ourselves, we have our own cycles or phases, our own 29.5 days. We set our own standards and our own timings and our own boundaries. So you've got a biological clock, and you have the lunar clock. And unfortunately, our calendar system goes on the 7-day cycle, and while that ties in nicely with the 28-day moon cycle, it doesn't work very well. So the more I study this, the more I think there's validity and weight in what I'm talking about. And don't get me wrong, I don't let the stars dictate anything that I do, but I recognize that the moon has impact. And one of the reasons I take this seriously is because the Jewish calendar takes it very seriously. And it's Easter right now, and it's full moon. And yesterday was Good Friday, but today it's Good Friday for you guys. And I've got some interesting clips about that in a second too. So I shall go on to my next post about the moon cycle and why it interests me. And this one is titled, How the Moon Cycle Impacts Your Creativity. And I will just touch on little bits and pieces. New moon. So this is the big dark patch that you kind of like look up at the sky and you wonder where it is. The new moon phase occurs when the sun and the moon are on the same side of the earth. It appears to be invisible to us because The side we can see the moon cannot be illuminated by the sun. The new moon is often called the seed moon because it's time to sprout new beginnings in your life. The new moon brings calmness, balance into your life, creating energy and confidence in your creativity. Now is the time to plant the seeds that you hope to accomplish and watch your goals grow and manifest through the lunar cycle. So basically that's saying, this is when you sit down and you scheme and you think about what you want to do in the next 28-day cycle. And I'll jump to the first. So the new moon clears out our minds for developing new ideas and unexpected insights. It's those days that you go and buy a new domain thinking you will turn it into some enterprise. It's those days that you re-hop onto an on-radio and think you'll do a Zulu Kingdom show. When you know full well you probably get distracted and stick with your Banana Republic, which is what I like, and I like this time. Right, but let's jump to the first quarter moon. I won't bother about where the sun is and all that nonsense. But as a creator, you naturally take a lot on. But the first quarter moon challenges you to only take on what you know you can accomplish so that you don't overextend yourself. Set reasonable goals for your creative project. Take on reasonable and essential tasks in your career and all that stuff. But I don't go for that. I go with the emotional side of things. And then, of course, there's the full moon section. And this isn't the article I'm looking for because what I wanted to show was the chemistry, the biological chemistry and the types of, what do you call it, the enzymes and things that get sparked in your body during the different phases of the moon. So poo on me for doing this, I didn't do a great job. So instead of, hang on, let's just check this out. Oh, did he? And no, I am going to go back to music. Good, trusty, safe music. There we go. We'll be right back. Okie dokie, I found what I've been looking for. Remember that song by YouTube? And here it is. It's Philo Week, starts the day after the New Year, and it ends on the day of the first quarter. So this is the week to generate more interpersonal relations, connections to others, coherence, yes. The behavioral rhythm is low focus and high energy. Acetylcholine is a neuromonitor influx. Well, what on earth is that? The rising moon is vulnerability. It's time for self-healing. Don't be surprised if your outlook is more pessimistic than usual. Look for a theme of weakness in your dreams. That sounds so airy fairy. And then the first quarter kicks off on the first day of the first quarter and ends on the day of the full moon. This is the week to generate more intrapersonal connection to self-cohesion. The behavioral rhythm is high focus and high energy. Serotonin is the neuromodulator in flux. The rising moon is creativity. It's time for innovation. Don't be surprised if your outlook is more imaginative than usual. This does sound so wishy-washy. It's not what I wanted to say, but what I was trying to say, and what I wanted to say, was that I'm quite convinced that the moon has much more influence on our lives than we understand, and I work in a very dense population, so I work in a school, and I work with 170 staff quite closely. And, you know, it's not a pressurized, they're not under huge pressure, but they are under emotional pressure at times because we're dealing with kids. It's a Christian school, so they are trying, and they do a lot of good things. But yeah, well, there you go. I was unable to say what I wanted to say, so I shall stop the music in a second because I've got more to say. I wonder if I should just keep the music going. No, go away. Sorry. I am going to run back to my custom music, so let us go with Backyards.
My
Thanks, Adam D, for that tip about my ducking. I really need to set the ducking level at a more... I need to set the ducking level at something better than it is. I think I'm running at 70%, so I'll drop that to 50. But I might even get rid of this nonsense, because I just want a push-button mic where I talk when I need to talk, and that's it. So, apologies for being all over about the moon. It didn't come across like I wanted it to. Oh my goodness, look at my beautiful daughter walking through with her lovely checkered dress. Okay, so what I'm going to talk about now is, we spoke about a non-radio earlier and what it means and the types of people on this station and the types of people particularly in SDF. And trust me, if you dig deeper down into the bowels of SDF, you will discover the bulletin board. And inside the bulletin board, there are some interesting conversations. Some really, you know, I've learned so much in here. I've learned about movies that I would not have watched. I've discovered bands that I would not normally have listened to. I have chatted with people who share an interest in technology as I do. And although I work in technology, and as I say, I work in a large school, I love being with people. So somehow or another, social media isn't really doing it for us, and it's leaving us quite exposed to corporate and commercial adventure and enterprise, so we are very much at their mercy. You can see what Elon Musk is doing, you know, playing around with Twitter and teasing us. And while I think he's wonderful, I really like what he's doing. I think he's also a maverick, I'm not sure that he'll do it much differently than Jack did. So anyway, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, because it's not going to help me at all. And it's not going to help any of us. But we've got our own little rabbit hole to go down, and it's called SDF, the Defense Fortress. And I remember discovering it in 2001, round about there. I was in the UK working for a company in Java Enterprise, and they did large websites, and I found myself in this little rabbit hole with very interesting people. And as I've said, teachers, librarians, students, researchers, hobbyists, computer enthusiasts, artists, musicians, that's Bespoke Source, and a load of others on here, and the oral and visually impaired. And I can testify to there being visually impaired people on here, because when I was going to stop doing the Banana Republic, someone emailed me and said, like, they really did listen to what I put up, and it and that they were blind, and I was pretty much decided to continue doing the Banana Republic. So I'm glad I have. But here's something else that I'm going to talk about, and it's called the Sabbath rest. I think it's important to stop doing things at times. It's like Tobe's body has temporarily shut down, and apart from the pain, I would hazard a guess that it's been quite good for him in part. There's a part of what he's been through that I'm sure would have allowed him time to reflect on other things. And I think we need the time to reflect. So here we are, stuck in the middle of our technology world, which joins us to people and socially with other enterprises, and at times, like Twitter and like Facebook, gets out of hand and gets misused, and TikTok what they're doing there is just plain wrong. And what they're doing in China right now is with, you know, the social security system is just horrific. But unfortunately, our dictators, our local dictators, are not all like me. Your benevolent dictator, Roly-Poly, the king of the Banana Republic, they are nasty pieces of work, most dictators and most enterprises. And you can see what's happening in the UK, in Europe, in you know, Russia, and to some degree here, where they locked us down for months and end because of a little bug. But I don't want to go there either. I want to talk about Sabbaths and the idea that technology, what if technology is not the problem? And we are holding our gadgets responsible for our lack of focus. So in other words, we're blaming our technologies. It seems paradoxical that abstaining from technology, which at some very basic level is all about connection, should help us connect better. Well, I would argue that point. I would say that it's important to talk to real people, and we each do that during our days. But we also meet here on SDF, and we talk to, I suppose we talk to our computers, but we're communicating with each other. If I go across to COM, I have got JWH, Northern Lights, Lugio, Lugulo, I apologize for that. Bronzy 94, yo, Bronzy's ready to take us to the next level because he's got a stunning show. Adam D, Dirty Rig, I think I saw some chat about SMJ. I didn't see him. I missed him. M. Chamley. Lots of people. I miss Freedom. Do you guys miss Freedom? He used to talk about technology and the dangers of tech. Once more, I have been all over the place. But I'm going to try doing something differently next week. I'm actually going to write a script. I'm going to write all the stuff I want to say, and I'm going to read it, which is a lot better than I'm doing right now. But I have managed to talk about surfing. I have managed to talk about Lunation briefly. I made a mess of that. And I have spoken about the Sabbath, the idea that it's important to take rest. And I really do. I think it's so important. And I just haven't expressed myself well. So I shall withdraw and retreat into the land of music. Here we go with something better than what I'm doing right now.
So get in your dream machine. set your sights on new things. I just want you to find love.
So I've got 6 minutes left and I'm going to do a little bit of chit-chat because my dear son came and said, see you, Dad, see you later. And I said, oh, I've forgotten where he was going, I know. Although I was very excited over the last few days about what he's doing. He is on his way to the recording studio. Not to record, but to mix it all up. And he's really come along with his... creating the song in a structure that's easy to mix later on. And he's going to a guy called Angus Woodhead, who's done quite a lot of this and done some of his other stuff, and they work well together. He's a little bit pushy, but JJ, or Stoke Sauce, is pretty good at pushing back. And he does a great job pushing. Dang it. Yeah, no, it's working. It is working, hey, sure. Man, must be working. Better be working. Can you hear me? I hope you can. Anyway, I am going to play Defender after a little more chit-chat because Stoke Sauce did say on his show, and he shared it, he played it, one of his songs called Purple Melvin. And it's about... Well, it's sort of like... I don't want to use the word extraterrestrial, but it could be. Or it could be a guy who's alienated and lands on an island. Or it could be various things. And I've got to say that a lot of Stoke Sauce's music is quite ambiguous. You don't really know where it's going, but it's definitely going somewhere. And I can't wait till tonight to hear the final mix. And then it'll go to get mastered. And then, oh, I think he's going to do a video. Well, I know he's going to do a video. And he's got some storyboards worked up, which, you know, as a dad, you look down on it and you go, man, this is good stuff. I'm really glad. I wish I was that smart when I... I wish I really do. Okay, I'm going to play out with this other song that I quite like. So, friends... Thanks for being here. Thanks for this great place called SDF. And I wish you all a happy Easter. I had lots of stuff to talk about Easter and the Passover from a Christian perspective. But I just haven't got around to it. And judging on the way I did the lunar stuff and some of my other bits and pieces, I think the only thing I did reasonably well was the surfing. Here we go with a song called... Defender. See you guys later.
in my